We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
Pat Hughes. I love Pat Hughes doing his This Day in Baseball before Pat came back and then told David Schuster to go away. Before he started.
David, great to see you. Get out of here.
The Cubs stuck out. He gets told to go away by the veteran voice of the Cubs. I mean, go ahead.
David Schuster of the Score is down in front of the Cubs dugout, and he's going to have a conversation right now. David, go away. Go ahead.
All right, Pat, we're down here in the field with Jason Hayward.
David, go away. He finally said what people have been thinking for years.
David, go away. Go ahead.
All right, Pat, we're down here in the field with Jason Hayward. Get out.
You don't come around here no more.
David, go away. Go ahead.
All right, Pat, we're down here in the field with Jason Hayward.
You don't come around here no more.
David, go away. Go ahead.
All right, Pat.
Get the out of here.
What?
Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Just pick your ass up out of that Italian leather chair and get the out of this room right now. Come on, let's go, Schleprock. Out. We expect everyone here to treat their coworkers with a certain level of respect.
David, go away.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Oh, it's good stuff. I missed that last week. David Schuster did not seem out of breath, though.
He was partially out of breath.
Okay.
In his post-game interview, but that's become my tradition with the FM signal, 104.3-2. You can hear it in the parking garage underground in the city when Pat throws down to him on a Friday afternoon at around 5:02 or whatever it is.
You gotta be there for it.
I gotta be there for it because treats like that are waiting for me. I giggled like a teenager all afternoon. I thought about it all night Friday.
Really?
David, go away.
And he's trying to say go ahead, but in his head,
he's
you're right.
Between go ahead and take it away.
Take it
right
away.
Now. David, go away.
All right.
It's fantastic.
Woo! That's good. How was your weekend? Good? You played golf? You hit the ball all right?
Broke
100?
Hit it okay. Broke 100. Ideal scoring conditions yesterday. Minimal wind. Gorgeous weather. Wide open course. One of the four in the foursome got sick. Backed out last minute. So we had no one in front of us. No one behind us. A group of three. We played a 3 hour and 20 minute round
nice.
Of golf.
Buzzed right through.
It was
good.
An absolute
good.
Blast.
I asked Parkins earlier today how many birdies he made, and he said none.
Zero.
Yeah. I said, how many birdie putts did you have? And what did you say? A few?
I said a few.
A few?
I'm not as good as you. What do you want
no,
from me?
No. I'm not always greens and regulation, boy. But you've been working at your game, so I was expecting maybe a half a dozen greens and reg from you yesterday?
You know, I didn't count it. I gave you a few pretty quickly. I had some
and
looks.
None of, you gave none of them a chance either.
No, my putting is just my lag putting was good. If I got I had a two putt from 65 feet. Very, very satisfying, right? You get on the green
at
two.
That is a fantastic two putt. Sure.
You feel great about it. You walk off with a par, you're feeling good. And then you're on a hole, and you're on the fringe. You're 25 feet away. It's a little downhill, and you scoot it past the hole. You give it a chance, and you got a 6-7 foot comebacker right up the hill. You just saw the break, and you leave it 2 feet short. Like I couldn't. I couldn't
that's,
hit a.
That's too much on that second putt, though. Running it past the hole. You said it was downhill. I understand.
I know. I can't. I can't make
too much pizza left in that box, as Jimmy DeCastro would say.
I can't make a 6 foot putt. Gimmies I'm great at. When the group says, hey, pick that up. Nice bogey.
You get those?
I'm great at them.
Perfect.
I'm
perfect.
Fantastic at tap-in bogeys that I don't have to tap in. But 7-footers to save bogey? It's just you pencil me in for a double every time. It's a knee knocker.
That's you should work on that. Yeah. Have you figured out what the issue is?
No. We're working on ball striking.
Backstroke? Too much backstroke?
That's what you think
that's
it is.
That's what I see in most putters.
Yeah, Gary Player told me.
Because I'm always looking in men's putters.
Yeah, of course you are. Gary Player told me to keep my head down. He's never seen my game, but he said, don't be a peeping Tom, Danny.
I heard, yes.
Yeah, so that's something that I have to consider. And I don't know, just I'm out there having fun. It's hard, man. You take the things that you're doing with your lessons with my guy Gabe Rios, and then I get out there on the course, and it's like, Do I want to try this, or do I want to try to score?
Do I want to try this awkward grip I've been trained to try, or do I want to hit the pen? Yeah, you're choosing the latter.
I didn't hit the pen. It was a sober round of golf yesterday.
It's 420 weekend, and you played golf without any ganj?
I know. How about that?
Honestly. See, what is the world coming to?
I don't care about 420. 420 is like New Year's Eve.
That's okay.
It's amateur hour. It's totally amateur hour. It's great. I've had many of 420 celebrations in my day.
You've outgrown it. I understand.
Well, I just think, you know, what's the lyric that you like so much?
There's many of them.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yes, that one. Right.
Smoke weed every day. So it's like, why is this day different from all other days? You know what I mean? I don't need to go out of my way to have an extra celebration.
I
enjoy. What did you do for the holidays?
Days of the week that end in Y. You know, nothing too exciting.
See?
When you're my age, nothing too exciting.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh, did you have a good
holiday?
Very
little. I considered something, but I didn't act on it. So.
You considered something?
Yeah, there's something in the garage I got for myself a couple of months ago that I haven't broken in yet, but
a little paraphernalia.
Yeah, something that reminded me of college, so I had to pick it up.
Wait, you bought something, but you have
special
occasion? What are we waiting for?
Yeah, just I'm not that occasional, you know.
Okay,
just not that regular, I guess I should say.
Okay, well, I'd like to know more details about what
it's a bong.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's a bong.
So you purchased a bong.
I purchased a bong, yes.
And you haven't
used it. I haven't.
Wow. That's a tremendous amount of restraint.
No, I'm not saying I haven't smoked.
Well,
I know you're not saying that,
but I'm just saying it's there. It's available. It's nostalgic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? That never happens with a pile of cocaine. We'll get to that sometime down the road.
No, you never save it.
Guys do headers into it.
No, it's never something that someone just paces themselves with. So you had fun Friday after the day game? Those short flights?
Yeah, they pulled it back to 500 on Friday, and I kind of spiked the ball as they get to 500. And Shep said, well, you want to fly a flag for 500 baseball? And he said, no, but remember where everybody was a week ago at this point.
Yeah.
When there were, you know, so many people after three series into the season were screaming bloody murder and the pitching staff sucks. And boy, did they ascend in short order. Yeah, a couple of bad ball clubs. Now, Arizona, the team they took two out of three from, came in averaging five runs scored per game, and their pitching staff did just fine, with the exception of Saturday. There was
so did you re-raise like the 500 banner on Sunday then?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Like it has to come down on Saturday afternoon after Yu Darvish can't get into the sixth inning.
Yu Darvish, that's a whole nother subject.
The offense can't score runs, and then you come back out and you celebrate it on the walk-off Bodie win on Sunday?
It's my banner. I'll fly it when I want, okay?
I'm just curious when it's allowed. Like, do they have to be 500 for a certain amount of time in a row?
They won another series.
Yes, they did.
They won another series.
Yeah. I honestly just feel like there's been a stabilization. I'm not riding the roller coaster quite as much recently, and I realize the hypocrisy of if I'm going to be critical when they're bad, not now going over the top with praise when they're good. They're supposed to be good. They've gotten back to 500.
Yes, right.
They're playing the Dodgers, who are one of the World Series favorites. Let's see how they do. They've played 12% of the season. They're 10-10.
Well, you knew that when they were going bad at the beginning, when they were 2-7, you knew that, but you were still so pissed off about it, you lost sight of reality of the fraction of the season that they'd played.
That's what it's like to be a fan. It's irrational at times. Yeah, I admit that, of course. When they're 2-7 and they can't catch and they can't throw strikes and none of their good players are hitting.
They had a few bad games in that first nine pack. I remember them, yes.
It was really frustrating, especially because of when it happened.
Yeah.
Because you're watching every inning and every pitch because they're back.
It wasn't you, but there were so many who were so willing to forecast gloom based on three series into a baseball season. I was stunned.
Which was silly.
Remind yourselves that this is a long-ass season, and they hadn't even played a home game, and so many people were all over them. So they're coming back. You're right. They're coming back to being a good baseball team. And they didn't murder the ball over the weekend by any stretch, but they scored enough runs.
No, and they're playing
2 out of 3.
They're playing better baseball, but I don't know how good this team is. This team still has some serious problems. Tyler Chatwood had a great outing, but he's still Tyler Chatwood. Yu Darvish, if that's progress, and it is, but it's not at all what you paid for.
Is it progress?
I still think
the goalposts just move on the guy.
Yeah, I know.
That's all it is all right. Yeah, it's a good job. You step in the right direction.
How many outs did he record
into the year? It's not like it's 15? One or two.
Yeah, he pitched 5 innings, and it's a step. Wow.
Yeah, technically it is a step because of how bad he's been, but
and he settled down after 2 homers in the first inning.
That whole thing.
I'm just saying.
It's like the old Wani.
It's like Chatty. He walks the first
out that 93-yard run in the yards per carry. Wasn't that great?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's damning with faint praise that I'm making the point that I don't know how good they are. I know that I tune in and I watch Yu Darvish on Saturday.
Well, the guy Brewers just got trimmed, so you got to feel good about that. The Dodgers, who come in here, took 3 out of 4 from Milwaukee. Lots of dongs in that 4-game set, too. I think 14 of them in total. So as a Dodgers team coming in here swinging the bats, it should be a fun series.
Yeah, that'll be good. Christian Yelich, man. Thoughts and prayers. I don't play fantasy baseball, but if you played against him in fantasy baseball last week, he had 8 home runs in a week.
That's a good week.
8 home runs in 1 week.
Good week.
I read a story on ESPN.com today that his last 400 plate appearances, you just go to last year's All-Star game. He hit a home run in the All-Star game, and then you track every plate appearance from the All-Star game to yesterday or whatever it was. 400 plate appearances has now put him on pace to be a Hall of Famer.
Crazy.
There's something suspicious about Christian Yelich to anyone else, and I'm not talking about steroids.
I'm happy to have that conversation.
Because when you pull up his stats, tell me if this is at least alarming, jumps out the page at you or anything. At home, he's hitting .417. On the road, he's hitting .270. At home, he's getting on base 54% of the time. On the road, 32.5% of the time. He's slugging .1271 at home. He's slugging .324 on the road. Put it all together, an OPS of 1811 at home.
That's pretty good.
An OPS of 649 at home. And care to guess how many of his 13 home runs have been hit in Miller Park?
9.
13 of them.
Wow! So what are you saying, Shep?
I'm just saying,
he's too busy when he's on the road.
Not so much that.
Stats are like bikinis. They show some things, but not all things.
Partying too much?
Remember when Victor Martinez went off on Chris Sale went off on Victor Martinez for his guy in the outfield at Comerica Park? I'm curious if they happen to have a guy in the outfield at Miller Park or something.
They do have a guy in the outfield in Miller Park. I've seen him. He goes down a big yellow slide. So you're on to something, Shep.
Excellent point, Tanny.
The splits are up. Like, you'd see this, you'd be like, oh, yeah, he's playing home games at Coors Field, and he sucks away from there. It's like, no, it's Miller Park, and he's awesome there, and he's been nothing not there.
I like this. Reckless allegations into cheating and spying and tipping pitches for Christian Yelich at Miller Park. I like it.
Based on a 10-game, 12-game sample?
43-game sample.
Okay.
I'm in.
Bernie Brewer doesn't slide into the mug of beer anymore,
That's a
though,
good
does
point,
he?
Mac. You know, it irritates me every time I see the Cubs take a pounding from the Brew Crew. I'm like, why does PC culture stop him from diving into the beer?
He got wet when Jeff Jenkins was homering off Cubs pitchers.
Yeah, I was wondering, did they have it in the new park in the big beer vat, or is that only at the old park?
Boy, I don't know. Good question.
No, they took away the
Yeah, he
the
just
barrel.
Slides.
Call Milwaukee Shep.
It's really anticlimactic. He's just going down a slide. I've seen my kid do do that at the park every day.
He waves the flag when he gets down there now. Yeah.
Wait, we need Bart Winkler on the case?
He might know.
Sure.
Now, Bart Winkler, I don't think is old enough to remember County Stadium, is he?
I'm not sure.
I'm guessing not.
He is. Yeah, he's got to be.
How old do you think he is?
Miller Park's first year was 0-1.
Because it hosted the All-Star game.
I was at the All-Star game there in 0-2. Yeah, that was the disaster tie All-Star game.
That's correct.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, so probably 0-1, 0-2. That's iffy on Bart Winkler's memory bank.
Well, Shep remembers stuff pre-2001.
0-1 was first year, yeah. Because I remember going in 0-1 is the only reason I remember that.
But. Well, no, I'm just saying if he's Milwaukee Shep and you remember things prior to 2001.
He's much more deep into the Bradley Center memories. Like that's been his whole push this entire spring. Ooh. Is remembering the Bradley Center. In the process of being torn down.
Site of the Bulls' 70th win.
I don't know if he can
win.
Give you much County Stadium thoughts.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get him on to investigate Christian Yelich and how he's cheating.
Yeah, we don't have to. It's just a thought.
It's a thought.
I'd argue one of those two things is much more important than the other, and it's not Yelich cheating.
It's Bernie Brewer and what's happened to the slide.
Where's the beer? Yeah.
Where is the beer story in Wisconsin today, by the way? The governor was even speaking about it. It was such a big deal in Wisconsin.
No.
That
page one news.
New Glarus is now going to come out with cases, 24-pack cases. In cans. They've never done that previously. You used to only be able to get the 12-pack of cans. So
it's just cans!
Such a big deal that the governor had to speak about it.
All you had to do was point.
That's really interesting.
It's just cans. Well, that is big for people who like the New Glarus product. It's very popular. Thank you for sharing that little nugget. Consumer tidbits with Shep.
I think I'm still buying bottles, though. Even though they're available in cans, I think I'm still going bottles.
Beer in a can is awful.
I don't care which beer it is. It's awful. It's not awful.
Give me
it's not
beer in a bottle.
Same, but
beer
awful?
In a can.
Although I will say, at opening day, I had Three Floyds Gumball Head in a can, which they have now at the old Sox Park. Not bad. But if you give me a choice, it's bottled every time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you give me a choice, I'm choosing draft out of a keg.
Well, yeah.
And then I'm choosing bottle, and then I'm choosing can. But awful would suggest that you'd prefer, water or something healthy.
Okay, let's not go that far.
Don't be ridiculous. Beer in a can is fine when you're in a pinch. We're solving the world's problems. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
2-2 pitch coming. Yelich sends it to right center and deep. He's done it again. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Christian Yelich. He has taken St. Louis out of the park again. Another three-run home run for Christian Yelich. Oh, man. They're on their feet here, and why not?
Bob Uecker with the call, Christian Yelich.
Harry Doyle.
Yes, of course. The broadcast school really paid off. This hour on the Score brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join the Big Ten West Division champion Northwestern Wildcats at Ryan Field this fall. Matchups include Ohio State and Iowa. Season tickets on sale at nusports.com. So, some shocking developments in the first segment of the show, Mac.
We have
a lot of people advocating for cans over bottles.
Cans! They're cans!
On the text line. And I Googled, what happened to Bernie Brewer's big mug of beer?
Right. He used to slide down into a mug of beer after home runs.
You type all of that into the Google search?
That's what I did.
What happened to Bernie Brewer's barrel of beer?
That's what I did. And I got a feature story.
It got rolled out. I got it for you.
Well done. I got a feature story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that answers every Bernie Brewer question you could possibly have.
That's some great reporting.
Who's the writer, by the way? Is that Mike Bauman by any chance?
Chris Foran.
Okay, I don't know Chris.
Okay. Apparently, it's the history of Bernie Brewer. And Tanny.
That's very interesting.
You're on to something.
I mean, before I even hear what you're going to say, I mean, this should be the next spotlight movie. You talk about investigative journalism. It's got to be this. I can't wait to hear it.
You're onto something. Whitey Herzog once accused Bernie Brewer of cheating and tipping pitches.
Oh, so yeah. So Shep's crackpot theories and my, you know, yes. Wonder what's going on there.
Yes, it's all coming together.
Surprised. Okay, I just told you what was going to happen with this.
After being swept by the Brewers in a doubleheader on July 8th of 1973, Texas Rangers manager Whitey Herzog accused Bernie of signaling which pitches the Rangers pitchers were throwing. I suspected something when they got those 17 runs yesterday. This is the same team as last year, and they didn't hit like that then.
Bernie Brewer is killing us.
Herzog
what had, a weasel.
Herzog asked his first base coach, Jackie Moore, to watch Bernie. Moore told Chapman that he saw, quote, somebody with binoculars, he must have seen something, behind Bernie in the shallot, and that Bernie, while wearing white gloves, clapped his hands every time our pitcher threw a breaking ball. Quote, it happened six times in a row. Herzog said, quote, can you imagine a team that has to cheat to beat us? Apparently that team lost 105 games that year. They evacuated Bernie Brewer's hut and took the people, the other employees
wow.
out of it. So Bernie Brewer.
Suspected of chicanery.
Wait, evacuated? Is that the right word?
I don't
they
know.
Clear it? Like evacuate would mean Bernie Brewer's.
Yeah, was there like a Dorothy door?
Right.
They kicked him out.
Evacuate the premises of Bernie.
There's a safe room in Bernie Brewer's little lair out there.
He had to watch the game all by himself so that he couldn't be accused of cheating. And then they took.
I'm just picturing Bernie Brewer just sitting
what a
there
sad
in,
job.
In front of a very small black and white television watching the game. Very sad.
And, go work in the cash room with the guys married to the Lindas. Go watch with them.
And then they took Bernie Brewer away and his shallot. The team wanted to install a stack of 24 speakers in the center field bleachers instead, so they didn't have room for any of his beer accoutrement. They only had room for the slide.
I object strenuously.
I agree completely.
Wait, you just jumped 30 years of history there. Like that was done around the same time.
Hey, this isn't Who's Your Guy. I can't read novels on the air. And then the shallot and the beer mug are still on display at Lakefront Brewery, where they're part of the brewery's popularity tour.
That's how they get you. They want you to pay money for their brewery tour.
That's right. And apparently, there was one time when they introduced Bernie Brewer where he was not allowed to come out of his house until the Brewers drew 40,000 fans in a game. And the Brewers were so bad in the 1970s that he lived in that house for 40 days. They torture Bernie Brewer.
And 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights. That's what I'm saying. It's a religious experience. I'm going to tweet this out. Everything you want to know about Bernie Brewer.
I think you're looking, by the way, for chalet.
I don't know what I'm looking for.
You called it a shallot.
Yeah. I didn't want to be the guy that says what's going on here. But yeah, that makes more sense.
C-H-A-L-E-T.
That's a chalet, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm not like sophisticated.
A roost.
A roost?
A roost, yes. A place.
A place.
Yes.
I thought it was, I was thinking chalice. Like a big mug, like
well,
like a goblet.
How would you think chalice if it's spelled C-H-A-L-E-T?
Well, no, that's
chalice. I'm just saying. God, are we hillbillies, all of us?
Yeah, you're right.
You're a North Shore hillbilly.
I suppose
really
I am.
Syracuse my ass.
The T is silent in shallot.
Shallot.
The whole time I'm thinking, I was like, when did Bernie Brewer slide into a big onion?
All right, fine. Screw you guys.
Okay.
I'll take all my Bernie Brewer facts and keep them all to myself.
So, Shep thinks Yelich is cheating. He suspects it. I don't know if he's going as far as saying he's doing it.
All right.
I just
Some
think
further
it's,
examination.
Yeah.
Here. The Brewers, when playing at home, have the third best OPS in baseball. 877.
Do you have how many games they've played at home? It seems like every time I watch
14.
Them, they're at home.
14 at home, 9 on the road.
Okay, so.
Okay, 14 home games still. Okay,
small sample.
Yes, it is.
That's right. You're Joe Sheehan and me right now.
Sorry.
I'm all about sample size
yep.
from Danny Mac, but mm-hmm. I know. So it's your old fallback.
What is it? Wind current? What do we love? Drag coefficient.
Drag coefficient.
Yeah. We love drag coefficient.
On the road, they have the 21st highest OPS in baseball at 681. Mmm.
What was that?
I don't know.
It's our sounder whenever there's an interesting stat now
right.
going forward.
Okay, noted.
I like it.
My mistake. Carry on.
They go from being one of the best to below average
in nine games.
Which is nine games on the road. Hey, that's over. That's 9% of your road games for the year.
Cubs were 2-7 on the road.
One ninth, I should say, not so much 9.
Cubs started 2-7.
Shallot. The
they're okay. Shallot.
Shallot.
All right, so we're scared of the Brewers. Is that the point? That's
only
a big
if
take?
They're in Miller Park.
If they're in Miller Park.
They're clearly cheating there.
Because Bernie Brewer is cheating.
Stealing
and they're tipping
signs, and he's clapping very loudly whenever there's a fastball coming. I think that's what the conclusion we've come to.
All right, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this. Tyler Chatwood making another start?
Yeah, probably. He gave you a reason to give him the ball again yesterday, did he not?
Sure did.
Yeah, he was good.
4-pitch walk to start the game.
And then settles down, and he only walked another guy the rest of the way.
Yeah, he followed up both of his walks with ground ball double plays. It's exactly what he was supposed to do. Was it the high 50s for his pitch count through five innings? I think he only threw 71 pitches through six.
Yeah.
It's great.
I see Thursday starter, the matinee in the Dodgers series. The Cubs are a TBD. Is there optimism John Lester might be ready to take the ball Thursday?
That was
I respect John Lester, but I like Cole Hamill.
We'll get Tom Thayer for some hot Cubs takes later on.
I love his Cubs pitching assessments.
Oh, God. Do I think it'll be John Lester? I don't know. He threw a simulated game. They said it was fine. And I have no idea whether or not he'll pitch again.
Okay.
I don't know the answer to that. They said the 27th, I thought, was the last I heard as an early potential for it. But then they were going to do a
thanks for taking my call.
yeah, no problem. You're asking me like I don't know who's TBD on Thursday.
That was a dismissive answer. I mean, Grobstenian.
Well, how would I know?
Shoe mechanic.
I read the same beat writers that you do. I mean, they called up Alec Mills to back up Chatwood. He ended up not needing it. I got nothing for
okay.
you.
Okay, all right.
I apologize.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. They were going to go four-man rotation and skip Chatwood. And then they decided to go five-man rotation and gave him a start. And he was good. So I would think there would be no reason to rush John. Why rush John Lester back when you've got Tyler Chatwood out there?
Oh, look at this all of a sudden. Chatty.
If we're going small samples, that's six good innings. He had a good spring.
Shep, is he cheating? Was Tyler Chatwood doing anything illegal?
Could you
beat
him up in 2009? This segment of idiocy brought to you by getonboardillinois.org. If you're stuck in traffic right now, public transit could be a better choice. Make your voice heard at getonboardil.org. Tell your statewide elected officials to invest in transit. Get there faster. Better funding means better rides. When you said you were hit a bucket of balls, you went to the driving range?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to the driving
Earlier,
range.
Earlier, you said you were swatting some balls. I was thinking that maybe you played tennis
because
no, you
don't
were hurting
do
yourself.
Tennis with people for money. No, I went to the driving range yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah. With my youngest
son. You normally
don't
practice, so
I
was surprised.
To. He's just starting to learn the game. Jack has been intimidated by the game. He didn't like it a few years ago. He's been
I understand
10
why.
Years or so when we tried. Yeah, but he and his buds have been out knocking it around a little bit, so I gave him the set I had been using because I just bought a new set of Titleist AP1s. And,
ooh, fancy.
Yeah, so he gets those, and we went to the range and smacked it around for a little bit.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we both have a long way to go.
Yeah, that's how the game works. But I feel like I hate the game more and more the more I practice. And then I get out there, and it's enjoyable because you're marginally 2% better.
Yes, practice does not make perfect, like everybody tells you.
No. Well, there's a ceiling on how good we can be at something
because
like that hard.
Because if what you're practicing is imperfect, you will go nowhere if you're doing the same thing wrong over and over and over again.
I was thinking about that. I actually was.
Such a handy.
I really was. Yes, I was, because I was saying, do you bring what you're working on in practice onto the course, or then you've got too many things going on in your head, but then you're going to revert back to your old habits? So I think that's a common problem of golfers on the range.
Well,
I wasn't thinking it that eloquently, but I was
think that the problem that I think most of us have who are guys who are, you know, guys who play a lot like you and I do it at least once around, probably three or four times, when we know in our heads intellectually that rhythm and tempo are everything. Yep. And if your hands don't come through with the head of the driver at the same time, bad things go happen, Terry Bors. And we overswing at least once a round, maybe three or four times, every round.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just
coming out of my shoes. Oh, I got a lot of room here. I can be wrong. Guess what? Yeah, you're in the other fairway about 230 yards from the tee box only because it took a real wicked right-hand turn, idiot.
But you only have to hit one or two good shots to keep coming
back.
That's
right. Yeah, it's the Walter Hagen theory.
That's right.
Yeah. Right now, a man could use friends in the Mermaids Union. I love that, man. That's how you play golf.
You think that was a good representation of Walter Hagen?
I have no idea. Me neither. It's the one I want to go by for the rest of my life because he painted him as just kind of a whore.
Yeah, didn't right. They? Yeah, no, he did not come across as a good man at all. But he came across as someone I might be friends with and I'd really like to play golf with. Bottom of the hour, which would be really hard. Bottom of the hour on the score, yes, brought to you by Northwestern. Dead. Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. Join Coach Fitz of the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall. They host Ohio State, Iowa, Michigan State, and more. Season tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
Chef Steve in Rockford, touch them all. He says he's dicing some chalets right now.
Nice. Perfect.
Yeah. Dicing chalets. Thank you, Chef. Shallot. Yeah, no shallot left.
He
was evacuated from his shallot.
They took Bernie Brewer out of his shallot. I hate you guys. It's McNeil with Parkins on the score.
Jones leads at first, held by Rizzo. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Tyler Chatwood gets his first strikeout of the day.
Come down. Tyler Chatwood getting it done. Walks only a couple yesterday. Stropey has a tough ninth. He gives up a dong. So the Cubs have to win it in the bottom of the ninth. But the Cubs, top half of baseball in earned run average, Danny, and now there's 6-8 teams below them in whip. They're charging back toward the middle.
I feel better already. How about that brisk game yesterday? My God.
Shortest of the year, I think 2 hours and 21 minutes.
Yeah, I think 228, regardless, doesn't matter.
Was it 228? Okay.
I thought that's what I read right. as a final in the recap on the Sahat of Sharma's piece.
It's the Easter Bodie.
It's the Easter Bodie? Oh, my God.
The Easter Bodie?
It's the Easter Bodie.
I didn't see the walk-off live, so I hadn't heard the call.
Who said that?
Here's the pitch. Happy Easter, everybody.
It's the Easter Bodie.
Good job.
The Easter Bodie. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, I get it. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's not terrible.
Good ad lib.
Yeah, absolutely. Let Gaspar.
Do we like the Easter Bodie or the Bodie Show more?
Oh, I mean, the Boat Show. I like that more.
Okay, just checking.
I kind of agree.
Well, but I mean,
the Boat Show, it's just, yeah, it's a staple, right?
For radio.
Yeah, right,
the
right.
Bodie Show.
Yeah, you got to go with the Bodie Show. But I on Easter with a walk-off, that's pretty good by
well,
the Shays.
Paying dividends every day. That contract extension, look at him go. He's relaxed now. He's in the fold until 2037.
Approximately. I was going to ask you guys, are you concerned at all about his plate appearances?
Yes, I am. I'm not going to lie. It's early, but I don't want him to get to 400.
He's on pace for 405 plate appearances. Yep. You would think that pace will go down, given that Ian Happ started in the minors and Addison Russell isn't here.
And he's coming back soon.
Right.
He's only at 405 for his pace.
That's what I'm saying.
If his pace was considerably higher, I'd be more worried about it. That was 400, right?
400 plate appearances in a season, $400.
At this point, just because of who you haven't seen on this roster yet.
All right, I'm worried is a stretch. I have been mindful of the wager, and I have been reconsidering my intelligence on making that bet. Not so much just on this year. The bet is for his career.
Correct.
That's what you get him to 380 this year, and he's productive. Somebody at some point is going to give him an opportunity to be more of a three-quarters full-time player, maybe even. I don't know if it'll be here.
Yeah, he's only got into the game this year three ways. Pinch hitter, second base, third base. So you figure when Russell comes back and plays short, and that moves Javi to second predominantly, that's going to take a lot of the playing time away from David Bodie. So that pace will slow down. But if he's up all year and it just takes one injury or one guy slumping in order to get in, I doubt it will be this year on this team. But we know that that logjam is going to get cleared up at some point.
Yeah.
Like someone's going to get traded, right? Whether it's Hap or whomever.
Yes.
Russell might be gone. So they like him. They signed him. He's cheap. And like you said, maybe they'll move him and he'll be an everyday player for someone else.
Yeah. Well, he can hit. He's a professional hitter. The more opportunities he gets, the more he proves it.
He already has four walk-off hits.
I know.
That's pretty remarkable. They were talking about it this morning on the 5 at 5 about do you want him, like, do you consider him a clutch hitter? Do you want him up in that spot? Are you willing to go that far? I mean, the guy gives you a good at-bat. He sees enough pitches. He hits the ball hard.
I'm still a Ben Zobrist guy.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying he's number one.
Yeah.
Like, I'd take Rizzo over anybody on the team in terms of I believe that he'll give me a quality at-bat.
If you could have, or just as a late inning replacement, a late inning pinch hitter, David Bodie, or if you could have Tommy La Stella back, who has his career high in home runs on the 21st of April yesterday when he hit two to give him six for the season. That's his career best.
La Stella killing the ball.
It's drag coefficient. It's a slick pill.
Yes, it's a juiced ball. So La Stella led the league in pinch hits. Larger sample size.
I go with Alex Gonzalez for my all-time clutch Cubs hitter late in games.
Is that okay? I like the Scalzo,
only
too.
Tongue-in-cheek, just because he would hit 210 for you, and then you'd have like three walk-offs a year at something.
Right. He'd have the random moments where he'd come through.
If you watched highlight shows, you'd be like, that guy's great. And then you'd look at his numbers and be like, oh, he sucks.
Do you have Bodie being better than Alex Gonzalez?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay.
And not costing a team an NLCS.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think the answer is La Stella for now, but Bodie's fast approaching. I like it when he's up to bat.
I do too.
I do.
He looks confident.
It's just a weird feeling with an offense with all of these great names. It's like, I like Descalzo. I like Hayward.
That's the beauty of it. You're like hanging Bodie. around, and the big guns have yet to really get going.
Except for Javi
Baez. That's right.
He's so much fun, man.
Yeah.
Watching him run the bases.
He runs so aggressively. He's the most exciting base runner I've ever seen on a Chicago team.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Because Rizzo running the bases yesterday when he scored from first, it was not.
He's need to get some body lean going, fella. He needs to be coached. Get your body down a little bit. Get some bend in those legs. He's just running straight. Hey, Tony, you're too erect. Break down a little bit. You'll move quicker.
Oh, so, okay. I like that. He's big weight. Get it go forward. A little momentum.
Yeah, you got to have some body lean. You can be standing straight up when you take off. Chug, 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 chug. No.
I was tired for him. When he slid it, I was like, that looked exhausting.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, man.
Very graceful.
No, but hey, he got the job done. And Javi, he's getting totally overshadowed by our guy Christian Yelich, that cheater with Bernie Brewer.
Yep.
But Javi's following up his runner-up MVP season in pretty good form.
And making me regret not making a move on him at 25-1 for league MVP.
I still think that's money saved.
The price was too good to pass up on for a runner-up, though. He finished second last year in voting, and he was 25-1.
So who's definitely ahead of him so far? Yelich and Bellinger?
Rendon's on a tear.
Yeah. Okay. So three guys definitively in front of Baez right now, and the Cubs only 500. But yeah, you're right. 25-1 is still good value.
Good price.
We should have moved. Len Casper will join us on what the Cubs do next with their starting rotation, and we haven't even mentioned the bad news from the weekend that Brandon Morrow is shut down for an indefinite period of time, and Joe Maddon still does not want to name a closer. All the Cubs happenings with Len Casper next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.